What I can say valid is there's councillors who do not belong to any party in local government, and we work with all of them. On the councillors who have been dismissed by a particular party, they are still members of local authorities, they are still councillors, so it's not an issue for us at the moment.
So what happens if there are these concerns that some councillors are allegedly corrupt? Do they just continue even though there are these allegations?
Well, you've used the word allegedly. The appropriate authority will institute investigations and they will be either be cleared or found guilty and then appropriate measures taken. Unfortunately, we are not the ones to institute these investigations.
As an association, though, are you concerned by a report that was conducted by the Mass Public Opinion Institute that said corruption is rampant, especially in councils?
We know what's happening in council. We do not believe that we are an exception. I think there's a lot of good that has come out of local authorities, and we would like to encourage our members to remain focused, really. Surveys will come out, some of them will tell the truth, some of them may not tell the truth, but we sort of depend more on what we know, which is the situation on the ground.
So what is the situation on the ground, especially regarding this matter?
There's a lot of progress in local authorities, to be very honest. From where we started, there is quite a lot of tremendous work being done. There's a lot to be done, yes, but I think generally speaking, they've done very well.